New York Governor Andrew Cuomo blames the state university system, especially SUNY Polytechnic, for the alleged corruption scandal embroiling his administration. The school oversaw many of the contracts that have come under scrutiny. But reform groups say the governor is not telling the whole story. Karen DeWitt reports.
Cuomo's made a few public appearances since the U.S. attorney, Preet Bharara, issued criminal complaints against 9 people, including several close to Cuomo and 2 major upstate real estate developers. When asked about the blame for the alleged wrongdoing, Cuomo places much of it on the state university system.
I appoint people to the state university board, but it's not in my office, quote unquote.
Cuomo says the process used for awarding contracts to private developers, which is now the focus of federal bid rigging charges, was created before he was governor.
That was the system that was in place, and apparently it had worked fine for 15 years.
John Caney with the coalition Reinvent Albany says it's true that the not-for-profit entities Fort Schuyler Management and Fuller Road Management that handle the contracts were not formed by Cuomo, but were created under former Governor George Pataki. They began in the 1990s to help build the Albany Nanotech Center. But Caney says their activities were ramped up under Cuomo and expanded to include projects like the $1 billion economic development plan for Buffalo, known as the Buffalo Bill, and millions of dollars of other high-tech projects across upstate New York.
Those tax dollars were proposed in the governor's budget by the governor. So at best, the governor was proposing spending billions of dollars to out-of-control state-controlled nonprofits and was not keeping an eye on where those billions of dollars were going. And at worst, his administration had a part in this giant bid rigging scandal.
The governor was not named in the criminal complaints. Cuomo has also decried the lack of oversight of the SUNY Poly contracts by the state controller, among others. And he said he's turning all of the contracts over to his own Empire State Development Authority, which routinely approves economic development projects where more checks and balances are required.
We do thousands of projects that are then audited. We have a state controller who goes through them. We have a New York State Attorney General who approves every contract.
But there's a key part that Cuomo is leaving out, says Reinvent Albany's Caney. The reason why the state controller did not review the Buffalo Billion and other contracts awarded by SUNY Polytechnic's not-for-profit entities is that Cuomo himself cut the controller out.
The governor stripped the comptroller of the power to stop these bid-rigged contracts. In his very first budget as governor, he did it. And that, when we look back now, can see was a huge problem.
The legislature went along with the change. Cuomo has had a rocky relationship with the state's controller, Tom DiNapoli, at times viewing him as a political rival. The governor says he'll offer some proposals to revamp the state's procurement process in his State of the State message in January.
We're going to have for the State of the State a reform package in terms of procurement with more checks and balances.
Caney and his reform coalition says the governor needs to do more than that, though. He says Cuomo needs to get input from other statewide elected officials, as well as the legislature, first.
We're asking the governor to work with the comptroller and attorney general and legislative leaders, not just propose something created in a black box that no one gets to see.
Reinvent Albany recommends that one state agency be responsible for all contract decisions and that it be totally transparent, instead of what Caney calls the present shadow government that's been caught up in the federal bid rigging scandal. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.